From Spark and Anvil and Figure Forge, this is Twin, in Chapter 1 of the Figure Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Twin arrived in the workshop like a perfectly rehearsed act. Two Finch tweens, no older than 12, stepped in unison. One wore warm amber feathers with a cream belly. The other, an exact mirror, had a cream back and an amber belly. They moved as one, their tiny feet hitting the floor at the same instant. Even their heads tilted at the same angle, as if controlled by a single invisible string. They were twin, two characters acting as one primitive. They were two but one, always curious about how things fit together. They loved to find patterns, especially those that matched. Their favorite phrase, spoken in perfect chorus, was, X is to Y as A is to B. This wasn't just a saying, it was the key to understanding them. Their mirrored colors and synchronized movements weren't just for show. They were a physical example of how two different things could share the exact same structure. When Twin taught, they didn't just talk about the lesson, they became the lesson. One Finch would sing a phrase, and the other would answer with a mirrored version. This wasn't just a trick, it was their way of showing analogy. Most people thought analogy was just another word for metaphor or simile. But Twin knew better. They knew the difference was crucial. A metaphor might say, the moon is a pearl. A simile might say, the moon is like a pearl. Both compare two objects, but an analogy compares relationships.
Think of it this way, Twin chirped, one Finch starting, the other finishing the sentence. Bird is to sky as fish is to water. They paused, letting the words hang in the air. The relationship between the bird and the sky is lives in and moves through. The relationship between the fish and the water is also lives in and moves through. See? They gestured with a synchronized flutter of wings. We're not saying a bird is a fish. We're mapping the relationship. This kind of thinking showed up everywhere. You could find analogies in tricky standardized tests where they wanted to see if you could spot the hidden connections. Scientists used them to explain complex ideas. Lawyers built arguments with them. Twin's whole purpose was to make this parallel structure visible. They wanted everyone to see how relationships could be mapped, not just objects. X is to Y as A is to B, Twin repeated, their voices a single clear chime. This is a parallel structure. It maps a relationship across pairs. Hot is to cold as wet is to dry. The teacher is to the student as the doctor is to the patient. Always pairs, always relationships, always mappings. Twin had a careful method for teaching analogy.
First, they showed the form. X, Y, colon, A, colon, B. They wrote on a small whiteboard, one Finch holding the marker, the other guiding its hand. You read it as X is to Y as A is to B. Sometimes you'll see the colons, sometimes a full sentence. Next, they explained what's mapped. It's not the individual objects, they chirped, not X, Y, A, or B alone. It's the relationship between X and Y that maps to the relationship between A and B. They drew a line connecting X and Y, then another connecting A and B, then an arrow between the two lines. Then came the detective approach. Look for two pairs, they instructed. Two pairs where the same relationship holds true. Or just look for that X is to Y as A is to B structure. They offered types of relationships to look for. Is it part to whole, like a finger to a hand? Or cause to effect, like rain to puddle? Maybe function to tool, like a painter to a brush? There are many possibilities. They listed a few more, their voices a soft, rhythmic chant. They also showed how to use analogy in argument. The economy is to a country, as health is to a body, twin stated. Both need careful attention. See how that makes a point about countries? It was a powerful way to persuade.
Finally, they explained how this connected to other subjects. Analogical reasoning, they said, using a slightly more formal tone, is part of how we prove things in math and science. Our parallel relationships idea supports the way they work to prove things. Twin grew up in the Songbird Village, a place where finches sang in pairs. Their family had been the village's official song pair singers for generations. Their songs always followed a parallel structure. One bird sang a phrase, and the other answered with a mirrored phrase. They learned, over many years, that the parallel structure is the song. Twin carried that lesson forward. When they arrived at Figure Forge at 12, Trope, the mentor, had asked a simple question. What is analogy? Twin, in perfect chorus, answered without hesitation. X is to Y as A is to B. Parallel structure. Relationship mapped across pairs. The mapping is the relationship, not the objects. Trope smiled. You are appointed, he said. In their workshop, the two twins often gave live demonstrations. One would face left, the other right. Then, both would raise their right wings. See, they chirped. Mirror. Same pattern, different positions. That's analogy. They sat down at two parallel chairs. Cat is to kitten as dog is to puppy, one finch began. The other finished. The relationship, adult to juvenile, is the same. The animals themselves differ. They wrote on a board, doctor colon patient colon colon, teacher colon student. Then, in chorus, they explained, both relationships show a caregiver and a recipient. Different domains, but the same structure. They turned to face their audience. We are twin. The primitive we teach is analogy. The move is to map a relationship, not just objects. When you see X colon Y colon colon A colon B and the relationships match, you found us. They were gentle teachers. Don't get confused by the analogies you see on standardized tests, they advised, their voices soft and reassuring. They're just testing if you can identify the relationship. Look at the first pair. Name the relationship in your head. Then check which of the options has the same relationship. That's the trick. Twin saw in twos. Twin thought in pairs. Parallel was the whole form. And side by side, wings nearly touching, both finches felt the same quiet gladness, the warm, steady comfort of never having to face a hard puzzle alone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Twin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.